3rd, 2018. Is there any changes to the tentative agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
Move on to meet with department heads and elected officials. Terry Johnson.
Good morning.
County auditor.
The only thing I have right now is Monday, the 29th, caucus locations are supposed to be filed with me. And they're supposed to be filed at least 7 days before the caucus, and the caucus will be Monday, February the 5th. And the parties take care of all of that information. We are in control of it, but we are the filing for that information.
Brian Park, secondary road.
Good morning. Just, I guess, what we're doing day by day depends on the temperatures. Sometimes it's too muddy to do some of the stuff we were doing, but we're still doing some tree clearing projects. Conservation was nice enough to let us clear some trees in a spot where we have a shaded issue and it tends to ice up on us. So we're clearing some trees along the roadway and working on equipment and starting to work on some preliminary stuff to work on projects this summer, so.
Krista Fogler, the health department, how are we doing?
We're doing well. We're just keeping busy over there. I just want to remind everyone that we still have continued flu activity statewide. So we still have flu shots available at the health department, so it's not too late to get your flu shot if you need it, so.
How long that flu, does it go on through March, April, May?
Well, it can last up until May. So generally, it's February, March is the peak season, but the state epidemiologist said it could continue on for months. And that's why they're recommending go ahead and get your flu shot if you haven't gotten it, because it could decrease the length of the time that you have the flu and the severity of the flu.
And I heard it takes 2 weeks for that to take effect, before it's fully effect?
It does. It takes 2 weeks to build up the antibodies, so.
Thank you. Chris Lee, conservation.
Hi, good morning. So apparently this last year we made some great decisions at Big Hollow. Memorial Day weekend is already sold out for our reservations. Labor Day weekend's half sold out. The weekend before Memorial Day is mostly sold out. That's when we're going to have our grand reopening event. And then we got a number of other weekends throughout the summer that are already booked, including, we got a number of reservations for 4th of July and stuff. And then here recently, with the ice, it's probably pretty nasty, getting pretty nasty now with it being warm. But when we had good ice, there were so many people up at Big Hollow fishing. Apparently the fish were biting. And I have seen some pictures of 16-inch crappie coming out of the lake. But there was one day, I think last week or the week before, we had 16 vehicles from one of those lake access parking lots that we built. From there, they filled that parking lot. They were parked up the hill. They were parked on top of the hill of ice fishermen out there. There's been some days we've had more than 50 vehicles coming in and out of that park, coming fishing. And so I guess geo being empty, you know, we're the next great place to go, so. And thankfully, the fish were cooperating for a little while. I don't think so much now with the warm up here. It's kind of got everything messed up. But I caution people to be very cautious with the ice conditions right now, with it having warmed up and then the ice getting wet on top. That can really, even though there might be good ice on there, you know, thick ice, it gets kind of rotten. And you need to be real careful with that. So just be careful if you're going fishing. Best luck to everybody, but it looks like we've been doing good. Starscape renovations are coming along quite nicely. Still tentatively on track to be done first part of February, barring any unforeseen circumstances, so I might still get to buy lunch. We'll see.
How often do you get a muskie out of there?
Not very. I'm hearing maybe 1 to 2, maybe 3 times a year, generally in the summer when the guys are bass fishing really hard. Most of them are being caught incidentally for bass fishing. I've never heard of one coming through the ice, but I assume if one does, we will hear about it, because that will be one heck of a thing to have happen if you snag, catching muskie through the ice. But yeah, a couple times a year, it seems like we hear them coming out. The last one that I heard come out was right at 40 inches, which is keeper size now. So that's a heck of a fish. So.
Thank you.
Yep, that's all.
Angie, Vaughn, safety?
Good morning.
Fighting back there.
We're doing good. Got budgets,
worked out and kind of going through that process, and other than that, we're doing good.
Zach, do you have anything for Southeast Iowa Regional?
Yeah, I was gonna mention, we had the budget hearing yesterday, and we talked to, unfortunately, you couldn't be there, sorry we didn't see you, Jim, but as we mentioned there, I'll be the contact for land use, at least for the time being, possibly long-term too. We're still trying to figure out what our long-term plan will be, but at least for the meantime, if people have questions, you can have them call me or email me. We'll get back to them. And then just got an item on the agenda here for floodplain advisory board.
Okay, thank you. Ken Hyman, CDC, is it?
CDS, pretty close. Yeah. I don't want to be the center for disease control, but that's for sure.
You got enough on your plate.
Yeah. Patty mentioned that she's got Des Moines County website training Wednesday and Thursday this week, so I'm sure there's a number of people probably doing that website training for different departments. I've been giving tours of the recovery center area for people, providers that want to respond to our RFP to do a recovery center here in Des Moines County. So I've given one tour, and then I've got lined up two more tours for agencies to take a look at that area. So that's encouraging. I'm now taking reservations for, or registrations for five-star quality training February 22nd at Marr Park in Washington County, and February 23rd at Fairfield Arts and Convention Center. And so quite a few providers are starting to sign up. We got about a month left before the training, but we're sending out more invitations. The training is free to any providers within our 8-county area. And then once, that's up until the end of January, and then I'm gonna start opening it up statewide for $25. People could come to the training from outside of our region. So I'm just trying to get as many of our providers signed up as I can between now and the end of the month. So, and they can continue to sign up right up till the training time too.
Thanks, Ken. Amy, how's the county attorney's office doing?
We're doing good. We're busy. We have a felony jury trial starting today up on third floor of the courthouse. I attended the legislative forum on Saturday at the library with our local legislators, and that was very informative. With me today, I have two student interns. I have Rachel Fritz, who's been interning at our office. She's a student at Drake. And then Dalton Henry, he's a student over at Western Illinois, and he's doing an internship with the Burlington Police Department. So they're kind of following us around today to see what we do. Although Rachel's been with us for several weeks in our office. She wants to maybe be a lawyer. So would encourage her to do that. So.
Well, welcome to Burlington.
Thank you.
Jeff, how's the Sheriff's Department doing?
Good. Good morning. We attended a program up in Des Moines last week, a couple days. ISAC put on a ISAC University. I know we were pretty busy with budgets for a lot of the department heads, but we went up there with some of our command staff and some administrators, and I thought it was a quality school. It was a lot on leadership, and a good program.
Good. Doug, you didn't have to sit in the corner. I mean,
really. I was hoping nobody would see me back here.
We all read about you this morning.
It's all good things, I'm sure.
Well, how's the jail doing this morning?
Good morning. Everything's going pretty good. Actually, our population's down to 74, so that's excellent. Still overbooked, but it's going in the right direction.
We're going in the right direction for the last couple weeks. So.
Yeah.
Do you think that's due to the cold weather we had, people not being out?
I do. Generally, over the years, that is the trend, is when the cold weather hits, the jail population goes down. Then when spring hits, it goes up. The exception to that rule was last, a year ago, winter time, it stayed high, and it rose drastically in the spring. And we're still feeling the effects of that.
Maybe all weather felons have moved away.
I thought they flew south for the winter, but.
Gene Harden, how's emergency management?
We're doing good. I just wanted to let you know that the Community Volunteer Alliance is working on their 10th anniversary in the Mayor's Volunteer Award program, and nominations are currently open for that program. We sent out a news release last week I know the Hawkeye's supposed to call me and do an interview, and I have an interview with KVUR tomorrow morning on the program, so there's a copy of the news release. We did email it out to a lot of the people that have applied in the past in different organizations, encouraging them to nominate their volunteers for the program. We are looking at doing our award ceremony on April 10th, Tuesday at Comfort Suites. So if you'd like to come, that would be awesome. Mayors McCampbell and Trozel will choose the nominees here the 1st of March so we can get the plaques done and everything for us. So it's a big project that the Community Volunteer Alliance takes on every year, but I think it's a great opportunity to recognize the volunteers in the community. So anyone would like to nominate anyone, just go to the library's website. And there's a link on the library's website to fill out the online form. Anybody have any questions? Anybody need a information? A lot of you have already received it via email, so. Okay.
Thanks, Tina. Okay. Moving on to correspondence. I don't see any correspondence. Do you, any of you have any correspondence?
I do not.
We have public input station number one. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Stand up, state your name and address. Seeing nobody rise, we should move on to discussion and vote. First thing on the agenda is the appointment of Des Moines County Floodplain Advisory Board.
I don't know if I need to say much. Terry actually brought this to our attention via email, I don't know, a week ago, maybe two weeks ago. We had Ron Wunderlich, who was on the Floodplain Advisory Board. His term had expired in November. And so we did some research just to verify how we do a reappointment, and basically it's just the resolution here at the board. So we talked to Ron, and he's interested in still serving in his position, so this would just be reappointing him back onto the Floodplain Advisory Board.
And we could thank Tanner for that. He's the one that brought it to my attention.
Tanner. And somewhat related to this will probably be next week. We then went back and reevaluated the Board of Adjustment and Planning and Zoning Commission, and there were some vacancies on those as well. So we'll be bringing hopefully some new members or reappointments for those as well, hopefully next week.
And you recommend this reappointment?
Yep.
Move to appoint Ron Wunderlich.
Okay.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. Thanks,
thank you.
Okay, the approval of the Iowa DOT agreement for transfer. Public road jurisdiction. It's Mr. Carter.
This is the agreement that we had a work session about here a couple weeks ago. We've been talking about this for probably 2 or 3 years, maybe longer. We've all known at some point. So this is just an agreement that when once the DOT gets done with their four-lane project north of Burlington, just that first segment, there'll be probably another agreement like this, maybe even two more as we get further north up around Mediapolis and on up to the county line. But for now, this just covers that segment. And there, as we all know, there's some segments of road that the county will take over. Most of them are just gonna be old, the segments of the old highway. One of them, and this agreement is a little piece of gravel that we'll take over also. That'll be built as part of the highway project. We'll take them over as county roads, and this agreement says that we're willing to do so, and it lists the segments. I'm not going to go through them. I do have some extra maps and agreements if anybody wants them. The media has them. I've laid those up there for you guys, and Terry's got those. In this agreement, there's 2.28 miles. I would mention that that is just the segments that we're taking over that the DOT aren't doing anything to. There's a little bit of extra mileage that we'll take over, but the DOT's rebuilding that as part of their project. So the true mileage we're taking over is slightly greater than that, probably closer to 2.5 or 3 miles. It's just some of that work is getting done during their project, so we won't get paid for it. So otherwise, there is a payment, and it's a lump sum. Probably, I'm assuming, won't occur until we take possession of the roads, which will obviously be after the project's complete. There's a lump sum payment of $960,000 to Des Moines County.
And that's different than the $2
million? Yes, the $2 million previously was related, that agreement was related specifically to the Iowa City Road project. Well, actually, it wasn't related to that project, it was related to the closure of 210th. And the reason that happened so early was even the current 10 miles that they're going to work on will stop short of that, but the goal was for our project to be done prior to that, so that that road could be closed, then that'd be obviously quite a bit safer without truck traffic trying to turn in and out of that road during construction. So, so yes, this is completely separate. This is, and I don't, you know, for instance, in the budget I presented to you, there's not revenue in there for this $960,000. I don't expect this revenue right away. I suppose if it comes, we can look at a budget amendment. But just so you know, it's not budgeted or planned or committed to anything. Eventually we will get it when we take over the roads.
They want to send you a check.
Yeah, it's actually that simple. No different than the $2 million. The check just showed up. So that's not a check you want to misplace. but we don't have that issue. So
I'd like to just hold it.
And that comes out to just roughly $420,000 a mile if you just want to do round numbers. So.
And we don't have to do anything to that. It's all going to be done. Intersections and everything's going to be up to our road.
They'll do all the connecting pieces and everything else. You know, they're not going to come and do a construction project on the mileage we're taking over. If we wish to do something there, we'll budget that and put it into our own construction program.
About that $900,000
for And in all likelihood, we probably won't do a whole lot. If you've been up and down that road, it's not good for a DOT road with the kind of volume it's got, but as a side, almost like a frontage road, it'll probably be just fine for Des Moines County purposes. So, but anyway, that's what this is. There's some steps that we had to go through first before this could land on the agenda. So once we're done with this, I'll get the 3 copies sent off to the DOT for their signatures, and I'm sure we'll get an original back eventually. So I'll leave a copy with Terry.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. We'll sign these afterwards. Is that okay, Brian?
Yes, that's just fine.
You've got the blue pen that you like to have, that invisible ink.
Yep. That'd be great.
Yeah. Okay, moving on to 6A, we have personnel action for emergency management. Andy Lamore, volunteer coordinator, anniversary from previous rate was $12.75. Did I get this right? $12.85 on the current rate then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Jim Carey?
Yes. Okay. We have reports. We have the Sheriff's monthly report. Board of Supervisors. These will be on file in the auditor's office for reviewing. Okay. And we have the minutes from regular meeting on January the 16th, 2018.
Move to approve.
Second.
Terry?
Bob Beck?
Yes.
Tom Brokaw?
Yes.
Jim Carey.
Yes. canvass the results for the election for trustees of Two Rivers Levy Drainage District. Okay, the tally sheet. Voters. The tally list. Tally sheet to voters. John J. Carl Stonehoff, Roberta Stonehoff, Curtis Plum, Chad Coons, Ernest Peck, Ernest E. Peck Trust, Richard Siegel, Siegel Farms, Lee Robinson, Richard A. Yoder, and Stephen J. Stoller. Somebody's gonna have to count them.
We didn't have to take off our shoes.
Close.
See if you didn't trust my finger I had cut off.
Have two of you count them just to make sure.
I would just stamp probably the front of that.
Just stamp the front of it?
Yeah, because okay. They take care of their own elections and they just send it to us for
okay. The
canvas. And then we get to file it away and keep it forever.
Okay, thank you. Okay, is there any other business? Future agenda items. We got a couple work sessions coming up. One with the sheriff's office. Did you put that on there?
February 6th.
February 6th?
Okay. Yeah.
Committee reports.
I attended a meeting of the Mental Health and Disability Services Commission. That actually turned out well for us. The Southeast Iowa Link Mental Health Region was concerned about the MCOs internalization of some integrated health home services at some levels of care. They were going to take over the care coordination was one of the services. So we had concerns about the effect of that change on the individuals in question. And we also were concerned about the effect it would have on the regional budget in the form of permanent supportive housing. Anyway, the commission took what I think was an unprecedented action. They sort of declared the issue an emergency so that we could vote on it without it being on the agenda. And so it passed unanimously, and so we sent our concerns to the legislature and DHS and what they do with them. But we've got quite a bit in the regional budget for permanent supported housing. One of the things care coordinators do, they're sort of like case managers for people with disabilities. They're like case managers for people with mental health issues. And they coordinate the care, because an integrated health home is worried about your mental and physical health. And they also, they'll coordinate if you don't have a place to live, they will find you a place to live. And so the United Healthcare thought maybe that a personal care physician could do that. Well, I had a physical not long ago, and I'm pretty sure my doctor doesn't have time to do that, much less handle housing. So anyway, that was I was pleased to see their concern about that. And they got the report from the Complex Service Needs Work Group, and they're going to add 5 new region-funded services to show up on your tax bill sometime in the future. That's all I've got.
I've spent my time here with all the department heads.
Yep. I had a meeting last night with Iowa Workforce, and it looks like we got our money for the second half for back in December, but we spent down. The only problem that they're having out with any funds is the disabled or dislocated workers.
Mm-hmm.
Due to some of the layoffs that they've had, you know, throughout Southeast Iowa County, we spent about 52% of our money for the first 6 months, but still looking pretty good. The law says we can bring some of that adult money over for adult workers out of the Iowa Workforce to help find jobs and put in that dislocated workers. So, and the unemployment rate is down, so, which is good compared to last year.
What is it now?
That you would ask me what the paper's in on the desk. Okay. I think it's 2.6, something like that.
Really?
You know, it was down. That was as of December 31st. And then I got, because we've had budget meetings, I missed community action last week, but I asked Sherry to send me a packet. And they're in the process of, they've got a committee that's going to review it. To move the new executive director in, so they're starting that process of interviewing for that. They've got some good applicants, and a couple of them are just been working in there too, so, and some outside applicants. So that's about all I know right now. So hopefully, Sharon's going to be kind of hard to replace. She was there for 27 years. That's all I've got. So, public input session number 2. Anybody from the public have anything to say? Please stand and rise. Seeing nobody rise, I shall move for adjournment.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Yeah.